That is so, so very true. We're looking at 1 Peter. We're looking at the first chapter, and we're looking today at verse 5. If you remember, we looked at the inheritance that we have. On verse 4, it says this, "And we have a priceless inheritance, an inheritance that is kept in heaven for you, pure and undefiled, beyond the reach of change and decay." We're now at verse 5, and listen to what this says. "And through your faith, God is protecting you by his power until you receive this salvation, which is ready to be revealed on the last day for all to see." Now, please don't tell me that there is no power in that one verse. Listen again. "And through your faith, God is protecting you by his power until you receive this salvation, which is ready to be revealed on the last day for all to see." Already, Peter is using the word faith, and he's talking about your faith. And he's saying to you, through your faith, all of this is happening. But sometimes, beloved, our faith wavers. Sometimes when things go wrong, our faith tends to slip away and die almost. We sometimes think to ourselves, what is the point? What is the point of all this struggle, all this hard work, all this pushing through, all this opposition that we get all the time? Beloved, the opposition is there. That is the evil one. And he knows that you've made a commitment, if indeed you have made a commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm just assuming that you have. If you haven't, then let me tell you this. You're not listening to this radio station by accident. And you need to make a stand. You need to do something about that. You need to make sure that on the last day, you are going to glory to spend eternity with the living God. Already, by virtue of the fact that you're listening to this radio station, it must mean that something has enticed you here. Somebody, maybe, has invited you here. But it's really important that you know that you are right with Almighty God. And if you aren't saved, if you haven't made a commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ, then I know this, that you sense something is going on. I know you do. I know you sense it. Deep in your heart, deep inside your spirit, you sense something is going on. That is the Holy Spirit saying to you, come to me, all that you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You're looking for rest? Rest in the arms of the Almighty God. But if you do have faith in Christ, if you do have faith in our Father through Christ who died for you, then know this, beloved, that you are protected. You may not feel protected. I don't, on a number of occasions. I think all these things happening to me, all of this stuff going on around me, I'm obviously not protected. But you see, the Bible tells me that I am protected. And through your faith, I have faith, you have faith. The Bible tells us that faith, as little as a mustard seed, will move a mountain. A tiny, 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 tiny mustard seed. That is enough to move a mountain, beloved. It says here, through your faith, God is protecting you by his power. God is protecting you, beloved, by his power. Now tell me about his power, how much power he has. He has an immense amount of power because he is the one that made this universe. He made this earth. He made everything that you can see in it. He's protecting you right now. You don't feel it. I know you don't feel it. But he is protecting you. I was saying to a friend of mine the other day that you don't need to feel all the time. He was saying to me that he never feels anything. And I said to him, you don't need to feel. You just need to have that faith. You see, faith is about having faith. Feeling is about feeling. And when I give my heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, I do it by faith. I'm not expecting anything to happen. I just do it by faith because I believe. God's protection is there for you by his power until you receive this salvation which is ready to be revealed on the last day for all to see. On that last day, when Jesus comes on a mountain, on a cloud rather, and he arrives, what a day that is going to be. On that last day, in the twinkling of an eye. And Peter goes on to say, for all to see, and I know that, when Jesus comes back, everybody will see it. Not just Christians, those who follow Christ, no, not at all. Every single person on this earth will see that. And they will know. It is what we are waiting for, beloved. It is what we wait for. It is what we pray for. It is the one thing that keeps us going, if you will. Knowing that our Lord God, our Lord Jesus Christ is coming back. And he's coming back for his unified church. His church that has heart unity. His church that is no longer fragmented by doctrine. He's coming back for his unified, spotless bride. And beloved, I want to be part of that. Oh, Father God, you are so wonderful. Father, I pray now in Jesus' name, as I'm making this broadcast, Lord, I know someone listening to this broadcast right now is lacking in faith. Their faith is wavering, Father. I know you can do this, Lord, because you did it for me one day not that long ago. When my faith was wavering, you poured in buckets of faith. I pray in Jesus' name, as that person is listening to this broadcast now, that your faith is pouring into their life. Your faith is pouring, pouring, pouring in. A new sense of belief, a new sense of awe and wonder is happening right now in Jesus' name. And Lord God, I give you the honor and the glory and the power. In Jesus' mighty name. And through your faith. And as that faith comes into you now, you're sensing what I'm saying. You're sensing these words now. And through your faith, God is protecting you by his power until you receive this salvation, which is ready to be revealed on the last day for all to see. Know this, his power is pouring into you right now, in Jesus' mighty name. Glory be to God, the Father,